Kamala Harris inspects southern border 93 days after assuming charge of crisis in March. By Wendell Hasebo on June 25, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris will inspect the southern border Friday, 93 days after assuming charge of the crisis in March from President Joe Biden. The scheduled inspection comes after more than 50 House Republicans demanded June 20 that Biden replace Harris for failing to secure the southern border. Just 5 days earlier, former President Donald Trump scheduled a trip to the border with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., on an official visit before Harris has made any visiting plans. Instead of inspecting the border crisis, where there is nearly a 700% spike in illegal immigrant crossings since last May, Harris traveled to South Carolina, Georgia, and to the Northeast to promote coronavirus vaccines. Harris also visited Latin America June 8, in which she laughed in an interview with NBC News' Lester Holt that she had not gone to the border because she had not gone to Europe either. Harris laughed again about the crisis in another interview in Latin America, when a Univision anchor pressed as to when she would be visiting the southern border. "I'm not finished," Harris interrupted as she bobbed her head, then chuckled before hinting she will visit the southern border. "I said I'm going to the border. If we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border," Harris said, attempting to excuse her lack of attention to the 21-year border crossing high of more than 180,000 in May. The reason for the lack of focus on border security is unknown. But the Biden administration seems to have few real solutions to the crisis after revoking the former administration's border security policies, such as ending the Remain in Mexico policy. But Harris's impromptu announcement Wednesday of inspecting the southern border Friday has sparked critical backlash. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeted, "Now has a chance to see what 100-plus Republicans have witnessed firsthand. The Biden admin's open border policies have created a crisis where children are endangered, families are exploited, and drug cartels are emboldened." Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, asserted Harris is emulating the president in hiding from the crisis. "And so suddenly, President Trump is going to the border and they realize, oh crap, we've got to do something." Charlie Kirk, founder of conservative organization Turning Point USA, also stated, "It took Donald Trump threatening to go to the border for the sitting vice president of the United States to actually commit to visiting and assessing the crisis on the border."